every American community, you have varying shades of political opinion. One of the shadiest of these is the liberals. An outspoken group on many subjects. 10 degrees to the left of center in good times. 10 degrees to the right of center if it affects them personally. So here then is a lesson in safe logic.
I cried when they shot Medgar Evers. Tears ran down my spine. And I cried when they shot Mr. Kennedy, as though I'd lost a father of mine. But Malcolm X got what was coming. He got what he asked for this time. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. Get it?
Oh, Frog King, how the mighty have fallen. You're not married. How am I to know that that was your son in that live stream? Why don't you shave that beard off you talk about Jews? You look Hasidic yourself. Let me just say one more again. If you have a wife, Groiper, I'm putting you on trial. Prove it. I want to see a photograph of your wife. Now, back when I was still on LGAB and BelGAB, and I might go back there soon, because I will be asking the person who blocked BelGAB.com from my router, from my Wi-Fi connection, to go back in and unblock the site. And I know I'm walking into a battlefield. I know I'm walking back into a place where my addictions will get the best of me. But what do you think's going to happen when I get off my psychiatric medication? You don't think that I'm going to draw all the money out of my bank account that I've been saving in sobriety for years, being stable? You don't think I'm going to backslide, jump in a car, go all the way to town, call all my buddies, order a round of drinks, down tequilas, smoke pot, do everything short of inject H? I am part of Scum Gang, and I always will be. I'm not a kiddie fiddler or an incel. Actually, voluntary celibacy is pure. But unfortunately, when you look like somebody like Richard Groiper, who, let's face it, the guy's, you know, he's overweight, he's got this horrible facial hair, he looks like a Jew, he has that celibate voice. I don't know, it's just icky. I don't like throwing everybody under the bus, but I have to talk the truth. What proof do any of you have that Richard Groiper has a wife? Now here's another theory I'll float. Spook Cat, the person whose account I actually deleted, upon request, back when on ASGAB I still allowed the deletion of accounts, because Metron went after her, after she was very sweet. I asked Groiper once, I said to Richard, I said, "Dick, is Spook Cat your wife?" "No, no, she's not. I think I was onto something." But here we are exploring the fact that Richard Groiper does not have a wife. Where is the proof? You put everybody else on trial. I want to see a photograph of your wife. DM it to me. Now, Richard Groiper, does he listen to this podcast? Does anybody? I don't know. How am I supposed to know? All I know is that something is telling me that this man is a fraud. How can you trust a man that runs with people like Kazuna AR, aka Suka Langley. I haven't even been on Belgav for the longest time, so how am I supposed to even know what that individual goes by? But something is icky about the leftist that dresses themselves up as a far right identitarian racist. I don't know. It's all just got my mind reeling. And Richard Groyper, if you have a wife, post a photograph of her. You know what's sad is that Richard Groyper allegedly went into the army and all this kind of thing, and he retired early and all that kind of stuff. It's a pity that because of his behavior, and because he is American and they have their whole First Amendment rights and all that kind of shit, his pension can't get yanked. But if I was him, I would be very careful about what I was doing. Because you are living in a funny America when the man who says that he is all for freedom of speech tries to close down open dialogues. Talks about, praises Fox News, and then anybody who goes against anything he says is a fucking asshole. In his eyes, he tweets things like, you know, I do think Trump is not only mentally ill but somehow retarded. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks anymore, really. I mean, you really want to follow that guy off the edge of the cliff? You really can't stop and say, no, this is too far. If there's anything I know as Azare, I know that I can go too far, I can cross lines. But Donald Trump? Donald Trump? That is your savior? That is your Christ? Your Nazarene? Somebody that invokes or brings deliverance to you and your agenda? It's not just blind hatred. It's that the guy is not fit to be doing the job he's doing. And people, incels that don't have wives, that pretend to, follow the man. I'm sorry, Metron. Yeah, you're a good guy and all that kind of stuff, but you've shown me ugly sides of yourself. You've shown me stuff that I don't know anymore. How you can base everything around he's the better of two evils or he's all you have. Surely you have more self-respect. Now I know the Democrats are fucking you people around, and I'm not saying anything about, you know, follow them over the edge, but somehow Bernie Sanders stepping down from the race yet again. And you can blast me all you want, Metron. You don't have to talk to me anymore. You can leave the board again. Seriously. I hope you can understand where I'm going with the Richard Groyper thing, but because I don't know if the guy's got a wife. Something's fishy about the whole situation. Something's very fishy about it. I demand you post proof that you have a wife, Groyper. And we'll see if Groyper listens to this podcast, because Groyper, as a self-proclaimed narcissist, will definitely take offense, and his ego will take a knock when he hears that I am asserting that he does not have a wife. And an incel will try and prove that he has had sex with a woman. But those who have had sex with women, and continue to do so, or even multiple women, everybody has sex. You don't need to brag about it. It's as plain as a nose in your face, milk, or bread. It's a part of life. You don't need to feel like you've scored anything, any sort of point, if you come right with a girl. Explicit. Yeah, I think I've dug myself in a hole. Whilst Metron will probably appreciate the fact that I'm busy, you know, going after Groiper and questioning whether or not he is authentic, I know that Metron's going to be deeply offended because I went against Trump. But one thing I want to say before I go is, you know, Metron, you said to me, and I'm not trying to break confidence, but this does pertain to something that people need to hear. You said to me that you know that I don't like it when people disagree with me or have differing views. That's not true. I don't give a fuck who disagrees with me. All I ask is people be authentic and not be nice to me out of the fact that, oh, Azaray provides a podcast, it's cool. You don't have to be polite and nice to me all the time. All I ask is that if you want to argue with me, at least do it from a place that isn't irrational, emotional, I don't know. Irrational and emotional outbursts of the kind that you're offended because the only person you have left in this world is somebody called Donald Trump, who people try and sing his praises when he is just not fit. If that is all you have, I feel sorry for America and for you. And I will say whatever I want to say, because I do live in a society that does cultivate freedom of speech, and you are living under a dictatorship and an autocrat that does not respect your view if you go up against his. He wants you to have the same opinions as him. And I'm not sitting here trying to be contrary just for the sake of it. No. All I'm trying to say is that you need to snap out of it and find another solution. Libertarianism, although you assert it is a teenage boy, I will assert that conservatism has long since flown the nest, and there is lights on with no one home but the golden-haired Goliath, and that is all I have to say. Richard Groiper, post a picture of your wife if you have one. That's what I want, is proof. Proof, proof. If you do not have the evidence, then you do not have a wife. And it is shameful to be lying when you put everybody else on trial for years. I know your secrets. I know everybody's. Because I can see beyond what most see. And people don't believe me. But I have finally attuned much more of the potential inside me as a human being than most. And that's just the way it is. Praise be to Allah. Good night, all.